The Board of Estimates approved settling a lawsuit alleging police brutality today for $150,000. But City Council President Jack Young and Controller Joan Pratt, two members of that panel, said they did not know that the city settled an earlier lawsuit involving the same officer until the Baltimore Sun called them. Young said after the meeting that he should know about past lawsuits up front. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake believes the whole situation is a distraction.
The suit involved Detective Calvin Moss, who shot Mark Marshall in the left hand in a January 2013 incident. Marshall had to have two of his fingers reattached. It was the second time the city settled a suit involving Moss. In 2012, the city paid a cafeteria worker $100,000. She claimed Moss wrongly arrested her for selling church raffle tickets. Despite Young's complaints, Rawlings-Blake said she is committed to transparency and has nothing to hide.
We provide information to the council president when he and his team have asked for it. I think we've provided information to the press when they've asked for it.
But Young said he shouldn't have to ask.
They should disclose it to me anyway.
Young said knowing about previous or pending lawsuits would not have influenced his decision. He has rejected settlements in the past, arguing that city taxpayers should not have to pay for police misbehavior.
I do believe that when they are acting out of the norm of their jobs and hurting people or violating people's civil rights, I think they should be liable.
However, he approved the settlement with Marshall because of the injury suffered.
Only because this guy lost two fingers and he should not have lost two fingers.
The mayor called accusations that her administration hid information a made-up controversy.
To suggest because they didn't ask that we're shielding information or keeping him in the dark, I think is a tabloidish stretch of the facts.
Rawlings-Blake said on WYPR's Midday program her administration will make information about past or pending lawsuits available to Young since he is asking for it. I'm Kenneth Burns from City Hall for 88.1 WYPR.